Welcome in one and all to the Big Red Zone podcast, Monday night edition. Waiting all week for Monday night. I'm one of your hosts, Max.
I'm one of your other hosts, Brad.
And I'm your other
host, Roy.
And we're here. We're up past our bedtimes, but we're delivering content to you, the people, who've been itching for this, waiting for this. And when it didn't arrive on Sunday morning, we got not one, not two, but zero messages in our inbox. So here we are. How are you guys doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm a little disappointed in Jared. Like, should be one message. But I guess he probably used to, you know, chirp when there wasn't a pod and then stopped when, like, there just was never a pod.
I probably just got to get back to, like, optimizing my SEO, the marketing. Yeah, I feel like the social media game has been weak for me.
I think what happened was Jared is, like, very much tuned into our social media presence. And so I don't even know that he's aware.
We didn't even share the, like, you know, we didn't share the last episode. Guys, should we, like, pay for, like, you know, like, the, like Instagram promotion where it, like, shows up in, like, people's feeds?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be so great.
Yeah, Brad, it's on you.
Yeah, I'm not paying for that. But, like, if one of you wants to, then, like, you know, I'm very supportive of it.
I'm kind of on the edge of my seat waiting for what new segments we're going to debut this week.
Mm. My segment's
going to be called Go Big Red. And we're just going to be talk about how much we all love the Chiefs being back.
You think they're back?
I think they never really left.
I got a segment suggestion for us as well. It's like a bit of a high risk, high reward idea, though.
Mm.
Could flop.
Is it a political take segment?
It is not.
Please no. Please no.
Not a political take segment.
All right.
For the sake of my 6 day old job, please no. What's the segment?
You guys heard of the game Two Truths and a Lie?
Yes.
Yeah.
You give three takes. One of them you don't believe. Two of them you do.
That's a great
and
segment.
And the other two have to decide which is the take that you think that the person who shared it doesn't believe.
It's a great segment. I'm all for it.
But, like, you see how it could flop, right? Like it's a cool idea. Like, I'd have
But then again, like, this whole pod kind of flops. So, you know.
We have zero listeners, okay? Yeah. The stakes could not
be. So I think we got to swing for the fences here. Like, this might be the segment that finally, like, breaks us through the, you know, the ceiling to double-digit listeners.
This is like you with your fantasy team, bro. It's got to go high risk, high reward. Can't let the bench segments, like, you know, that have a high potential of outscoring the starters just sit there.
For any of our listeners who might be confused, the three of us, amongst some other folks, are in a fantasy league. And Max and I's teams are really, really good, right? And Roy's team is terrible, right? Just, like, really, really bad.
And by the way, if you're Jack or Darren or Jeff listening to this, we're not doing the fantasy league. This is all a joke. We canceled the league, not doing fantasy. Or Andres, shout out.
Shout out Jonathan, bro.
Yeah, shout out Jonathan. Oh, man. But, well, actually, he deserves to be out of the league. It was kind of ridiculous how he made his name. Like Shaps' name. I just hated that. I don't feel bad for him. But for all the others, yeah, sorry about that. And I think that this probably isn't the first you're hearing about this, because I'm sure you guys got emails that you've been kicked out of the league after the league been restarted. So, all right, with no further ado, let's get into our first segment.
Do we want to warm up with some premature overreactions, or do we want to just jump right in?
Bro, let's jump in. Let's jump in.
Let's jump in.
All right, who wants to kick us off?
Brad, you should, because clearly you put a lot of thought into this, so clearly you have three takes ready to go.
All right, here are my three takes. Number one, the Bears will finish with a winning record Like, I'm not saying play it, but like the record will be like above 500. That's take number one. Take number two is that the Ravens will miss the playoffs. Like, they just won't, like, they will not be in the playoffs at all. And take number three is that even if Joe Burrow was healthy, the Bengals would not win their division.
I don't know, Matt. I think number two is a lie. I don't know that. I don't think. I think that the Ravens not making the playoffs is kind of crazy. Like, not winning the division is valid, but not making the playoffs is a bit crazy.
Damn, we're literally just talking about how they're bad. I think for the third one, wait. You said that even if Joe Burrow were healthy, they wouldn't win their division.
They would not win their
Yeah,
division.
I think it's a valid take. I don't know.
I think that's a lie simply because like before the season we were talking about it, and I'm pretty sure you picked the Bengals to win their division, from what I remember.
Facts, but I mean, like, seeing week one or two and like how all the rest of the teams been playing, could you have changed his mind, you know?
Or I just think Ben Johnson is a stooge.
Or yeah, we haven't even considered one. I don't know. I guess Max and I have different answers. I'm gonna say two is a lie.
I would say three is a lie.
Max is correct. It's number three. I genuinely
Really?
think that, like, you know, assuming we hold all else equal, right? Like, if the Ravens looked like this, I think the Bengals would, like, you know, have a shot at the division. You know, like, I think they would win the division. Like, I mean, like, again, assuming that the Ravens look like, because, like, I agree with you. Like, I think that, like, the Ravens are probably, well, I guess what this means is that I don't think the Ravens are making the playoffs. Like, I think the Ravens are, like, going to dig themselves a deep hole. You know what I mean? And they've got a lot of tough games left on their schedule. And like, I just like, I saw the quit there. I saw the quit there in Lamar Jackson, which I don't know if that's a hot take or not. But like, I didn't like what I saw. I think their defense is really, really bad. I think they've got a lot of injuries. And I see a situation where they're like, 4 and 5, 5 and 6, 6 and 7, something like that, right? And they just can't push enough to overtake that team that's like, you know, like 10 and 7 and sneaks in.
I mean, I don't know. I just think it's kind of like stating that the Ravens aren't making the playoffs is stating that you believe that probably like the Patriots make it instead of the Ravens. And I just find that hard to believe. Like, I think say
Again,
what
I'm
you
a
will about
Pats
the quit
fan.
that you saw, like, this is still a team that, like, not last night, but is like capable of putting up a lot of points and scoring effectively. And I think that can't really be said for a team like the Broncos or the Patriots. And so I don't know. Like, even though their defenses are better, I just think that, like, you know, at the end of the day, they two of their losses came to like Chiefs, which are kind of back, and the Lions, which are like kind of on fire and back to their like pre-injury form. And
I
so
mean, their
even though
schedule has also been like terrible. Like, those are crazy teams.
And at the end of the day, like, I'm not saying I believe in the Ravens. I don't think they'll get very far in the playoffs. Like, I don't know that I'm not even ready to commit to them winning their division. Though, if you gun to head, if you asked me, I would still say they're probably going to win the division. Because say what you will about the Ravens, I think that Aaron Rodgers is even a bigger fraud, and the 3-1 Steelers are probably the biggest fraud 3-1 team in the NFL. That all being said, I don't know. I would disagree with the take, but not with the general perspective of being out on the Ravens this season.
Damn, I thought it was like, I agree with those. I mean, I thought it was like a good
I thought
like
it was good. It
I
was good food for thought. Good food for thought.
but all right, who wants to go next?
Roey, give us some more
Oh God!
food.
All right,
You
all
should
right.
go.
I've not thought through this at all, but let me give you these takes. All right, take one is that I believe that Danny Dimes wins comeback player of the year. Take two is I believe that the Seahawks are winning that division. And take three is that take three is that I believe that the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs.
Well, you just said that the Steelers are frauds, so I feel like
Facts.
that one is kind of has to be true, right?
Bro, I disagree with all of those vehemently.
Really?
Like if I said those things, they would all be lies.
So you think that this? So in that case, you don't think the Seahawks are winning the division. You do believe that the Steelers are gonna make the playoffs. Was that
Yeah,
what?
and I don't think Daniel Jones is winning comeback player of the year. And I'm a debunk. This isn't like an argument segment, but I'm gonna debunk all of those. I think the first one is a lie because I think it's objectively Aiden Hutchinson like coming back from a broken leg and like walking back into like dominance. I feel like he has to have like come back as much as Danny Dimes. It's like a hype story. Like everyone likes rooting for him. Like we're all rooting for his success, but I don't think you believe that he deserves it over Hutch. I don't think the Steelers are going to miss the playoffs because like they're good enough to get in, and I think everyone else is like kind of bad. Like I've given this take before, but like the AFC is like pretty bad other than the Bills and
Chiefs.
Chiefs. And like maybe you could argue for Chargers, like maybe you
Pats.
could argue for Ravens, but like everyone else is like mid and beatable, and I think Rodgers is like done enough. And I disagree with the Seahawks thing just because I think the Rams are like probably the second best team in the NFC after the Eagles, and they like almost beat the Eagles, so I think they're gonna win the division. But I think the first one is the lie.
I think the first one's the lie too. I think that like Raz is a big believer in pumpkin theory. Like I mean, like I am as well. Like I just like think that he thinks that Danny Dimes is gonna pumpkin. That being said, I just think now is a good as time as ever to like put it out there. I used to be on the Brock Purdy train. I've gotten off. My stop was called and I got off the train. I am out on Brock Purdy. I think that genuinely, if Kyle Shanahan wants to like win, he should go to another team. I think he needs like a bit of like a refresh. Like I think it'd be interesting to see like you know like well I was just gonna say I think it'd be interesting to see him on the Ravens when John Harbaugh gets fired, but that's like putting choke artist with like the inventor of choking. So like you know like probably not like the best idea, but. I don't believe in Brock Purdy. I don't really believe in the 49ers. And I think it's entirely possible that the Seahawks will win that division. Not predicting it, but it's possible. But again, you don't believe that Danny Dimes is winning comeback player of the year.
Yeah, y'all know me too well. I don't think Danny Dimes is going to come back player of the year. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I forgot the Rams were in that division. Like, it was more so a statement about how I believe that the Seahawks were better than the Niners. But I'm not going to lie to you. I also think that the Rams, which are my Super Bowl NFC champion pick, are probably winning that division.
Guys,
So this segment did not go too well for me. So.
I wonder why we don't get a lot of serious listeners.
Nah, bro. I'm gonna turn this ship around, bro. I think
But
this is
that
a
being
fun.
said, I think this is a fun
It's
segment.
fun. That being said, I do really believe that the Seahawks are gonna finish ahead of the Niners, though. So.
I think a side tangent of this. We were texting about this offline. Vikings
Well,
should
we don't
let
talk
Sam Darnold.
offline. We just talk for the pod.
Sam Darnold should
I don't
like
even have your
Vikings.
numbers. You send this to me via email.
I email it to you.
Yeah.
Send the little email.
Yeah.
I think that the Vikings should not have let go of Sam Darnold. I think that was like a massive mistake.
Yeah.
And
100%.
like I get it. Like the notion of having a rookie. Financially and such, and that it's Sam Darnold, but like he looks good. He looks good. So,
All right. Should I debut my takes?
give him.
All right. Take one. If the Titans don't fire anyone, they're gonna like if they don't fire anyone within the next 5 weeks, they're gonna finish with maximum one win. AKA they're like one of the worst teams of all time. basically is the translation. All right, take number two. I've seen enough. I'm already, give me the choice of any quarterback drafted in the last 3 years. So that's anywhere from like Bryce Young, like CJ Stroud, through like all of the six QBs from last year to like all the clowns taken this year. I've seen enough. Give me Jackson Dart over all of them. And then,
Who believes that, knowing Max?
The part of me is like, there's no way anybody believes that. But then, like, this is the same man who, like, like the Broncos are winning the division. So,
Hey, they're gonna be 2-2 after tonight. All right, take three. The Eagles are just the Chiefs of last year, and they're getting really lucky in these one score games. They're gonna finish like 14, 15 wins, but they're ultimately gonna bow out and not win the Super Bowl.
do they embedded in that? Do you make a prediction of whether they make it or not?
They'll
Are you
make
saying they're
the
going to have the
Super Bowl.
exact same script? Like they'll make the Super Bowl and lose?
No, because I think my Super Bowl pick on the record is the Lions. So I'm gonna stick with that, but I think they'll make like the NFC Championship and like bow
Got you.
out.
Damn.
This is pretty hard.
This is a pretty good one, Max. So take number one was about the Titans and 0 and f like one and whatever. Take number two is the
And by they don't
49ers.
fire anybody, do you mean head coach or can it just be like a coordinator?
Yeah, what if they get rid of like their like one of their
All
veterans?
right, let's simplify this take to like, in my mind, the current Titans are like one of the worst teams of all time.
Okay. And so that's take one. Take two is the asinine thing about Jackson Dart. And take three is what was it? The
Eagles are the Chiefs of last year.
I don't think Max believes the Titans are like the worst team of all time. I think that I think he thinks they're bad. I don't think he thinks they're like one of the worst of all time. 'Cause like knowing Max, like I think he's genuinely trying to rage bait us with the whole Jackson Dart thing, but I think he like believes it. And I do think he believes that the Eagles are the Chiefs of last year, but also that's just right because I believe that though.
I agree with you. I think that there's a chance that I think he that three, I think two is for sure true. And I think that there is like a higher chance that one is the lie because I just simply think it's not true. But so I'll go with one as the lie as well.
Damn, y'all don't know me at all. It was number two.
Damn.
Ooh.
This is the this is the thing. He taunted us. Like he put such a stupid take out there.
That's like only Max would believe this type of take.
Cause like if one of us had said that, like the lie for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
It's ultimately not like that far off because I am a big like Jackson Dart guy. I think he's just kind of got it, you know, but I still like Drake May over him. I think Caleb has probably flashed more, so,
Can we
and
talk
Jaden,
about this for a
obviously.
sec? Can we talk about this for a sec? And like, Roey, I apologize in advance. What did Jackson Dart show? Like, no offense.
Facts.
Like, I'm not saying he was terrible, but like this whole like he showed something. Like the Chargers hung around in that game and they were playing terribly. Justin Herbert looked like he couldn't even see the green in the field because the players would be like, in his face the
Right.
second the snap happened. Like they were, but they were firmly in that game. That's point number one. Point number two is I do think Cam Scataboo, whatever his name is very good. And the
Yeah, I've
Chargers were
seen
just
enough. He's the
like
best running
letting
back
you
in the
run all over
NFL.
them. Like I just
Bro,
like
give me him over any of the quarterbacks.
Cam Scataboo.
Skatebo.
Gatebo. Yeah,
That's not how you pronounce
and point three
it.
is like Jackson Dart got the ball at the literally the 3 yard line of the Chargers twice off two near pick sixes from which they converted 10 like free points, which were because to your point, Brad, either Ladd McConkey couldn't see the ball or more than that, just Herbert was just getting swamped. So like I don't know, like I just think, look, like Jackson Dart proved that like he has a future in this league, and like the jury's still out on him. It wasn't a performance that I was like, all right, this guy's like a clown. Like, why is he in the NFL? Like, he has like he has the chance to prove himself, but I don't think he like proved much of anything last game. He had like 111 yards. A lot of those came on the first drive. And as Brad pointed out, it was just the Chargers unable to stop obvious runs on running situations. I'm interested to see what happens with Jackson Dart, but I think more than likely is this will be the Giants' best win of the season. It was exciting for them. It showed them that they have a future. But I think that frankly, outside of a couple notes here and there, I don't think that we'll be talking about Jackson Dart that much more this season. Daboll will be fired by the end of the year still. And I think that probably, more than likely, Cam Ward is still to me the best quarterback of this class.
I think it's real lucky that like the Pack or the Packers, the Browns, the Giants are getting their win, 'cause like I think these are teams that genuinely was on the board to like go 0-1 whatever. And so like getting that win,
Damn.
having the pressure. I mean, not that I think they're going to, but like
Yeah,
getting that win,
getting the monkey off their back.
like now like the season is already over,
Right.
but like you don't have to like worry. You know what I mean? Like
Right.
the Titans, they had better win a game, you know what I mean? Or else it's gonna like,
Right.
'cause like the longer it looms, the harder it is to
Right.
like if you're like
Right.
0-13, that's bad.
Look, I think
Wait,
this
I
last
want
thing.
to dispute that for a sec of actually super disagree with that. I think the Giants are gonna be like frisky. Like I'm not picking them to make the playoffs, but I think like I don't know if it's like actual talent. I don't know if it's like some like bullshit it factor of like Cam Scatabo's hype, Jackson Dart is You know the
hype. Like
Madison Beer thing was fake, right?
I know it's fake, but I still think I just think there's something to root for in New York, and I think Daboll is like coaching for his job, and in my mind, he's like not a bad coach. I think he's gonna get a lot out of them. So.
Is worth noting, thoughts and prayers are with the Giants owner who does have cancer. I mean, like,
I'll say the takeoff there. But I just think that like the Giants are a team that like won the game because the Chargers just played a, I don't want to say historically bad game, but a terrible game. And I think that against a competent team that understands that all the Giants can do is run the ball and run read options, I think what we're going to see is either games where the Giants get shut out and Jackson Dart throws 80 yards and no touchdowns, no interceptions, or a game where Jackson Dart throws 250 yards with like 2 to 3 interceptions and has like stat lines like Jake Browning.
I
So like
mean,
I think the season will go one of two ways for them, but either way, I see them being a maximum 5-win team. So I don't see them being frisky, any frisky or frisky to the extent beyond 5 games will allow.
look, the very good news is that we will be doing this once a week, presumably. And so, like, the Giants will either continue to lose and Roey and I will be proved right, or they'll be frisky and Max will gloat incessantly. So like,
I'll gloat incessantly.
we will see what happens. But before we move on, I just want to talk to the last take that Max had given about the Eagles. I'm a bit of an Eagles guy. Maybe it's because I might be moving to Philly. When the Chiefs were winning those games super close last year, I think we all felt like we were seeing the best of the Chiefs in terms of like not the best of like that they've been, but like the best of what they had. You know what I mean? That like what they had was kind of like not as good as previous years, still very good, but like not as good as previous years. And it was lucky that they were like winning close games. I just say that to set up the fact that like I think we are objectively looking at the Eagles and looking like they have another level that like they can like take it to, that like they haven't, right? And at some point, if they still haven't taken it to this level, then sure, we'll like call them the Chiefs. We'll like, like say that like, they're gonna lose the Super Bowl, like blah, blah. I'm just giving them a couple weeks to figure it out. Like if Jalen Hurts can learn that like a quarterback has to actually throw the ball and like, AJ Brown like, starts to like, not throw is start like comes back on this hissy fit that he's like threatening to throw right now. And Saquon, like takes off a bit. Like I think they'll like be even better than they are right now, and they're 4-0. So like, like if even one or two of those things happen. So I don't know. Look, I'm not necessarily predicting that the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl. I'm just saying that like I don't think we're seeing the best of them, and I think it's a little too early to just, count out that like we won't.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think everyone agrees with the fact that they have another level, like simply because they're just like genuinely not passing. Like you said, if they just straight up start passing and like passing the ball downfield, as someone with Devontae Smith on his fantasy teams, like not great, but like the vibes aren't there. I'm a bit of a vibes guy, but like all of these little things just seem to be building up. And it was like the same with the Chiefs last year, where like Travis Kelce was throwing hissy fits and like
But
all the various receiver like problems, you know?
who's great in the NFC? Like the Lions look damn good. The Lions have looked damn good the
No,
last couple of years and then like exited. Like who? Bucks
my
did.
take is that they're gonna be the runaway one seed. Like, I'm not saying that, but I think like one of the Lions or the Rams will beat them in the
I'm
playoffs.
not even talking seeding though. I'm talking like playoffs. Like the Lions look great. They've looked great the last two seasons and have lost. Okay. The Bucks look good, although they are winning one score games when they're winning. And they just lost to the Eagles, who we just said aren't at this level. Like, who is like, who do you think is actually vying for this Super Bowl
I mean,
appearance?
I just answered the Lions and the Rams.
Right. Okay.
Look, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of have, in some ways, the opposite take, but in some ways, I agree. I think that it's a massive green flag the way the Eagles have been winning and the teams that they've beaten. I mean, if we think about it, in the last 4 weeks, they beat the Rams, they beat the Bucks, and they beat the Chiefs. And it's all they've beaten all these teams in different ways using kind of different strategies. In the Rams, they were passing a bit more in against the Chiefs and the Bucks. They were maybe leaning on the run a bit more, but they're winning these games. And all three of those teams are some of them Super Bowl contenders, but either way, like winning play teams that will win games in the playoffs this year. Like some of them may make the Super Bowl. So I just think that. The thing with the Eagles, and this kind of leads me to the point where I'm starting to agree with Max before I that'll be the next thing after I say this, is that if I think about how I'm going to beat the Eagles if I'm a team playing them this week, if I say, okay, I'll just take away their running game. Well, they've shown me against the Rams, then with that when that happens, they're able to still air it out when they need to and win the game. Okay, if I take away the passing game, they've shown me, and we all know that they can run the ball, control the time of possession and win the game that way. It's just very hard to play against a team that doesn't have a thing you can circle on the bulletin board at the start of the week and say, if we take away this from them, we will win this game. Because they're a team that kind of has multiple things going for them, and you don't know which one of them you're going to get. And so that leads me to the point where maybe I start agreeing with you, is the only thing right now that can beat the Philadelphia Eagles is some sort of internal collapse or internal struggle in a game where they need to start passing. AJ Brown is pouting, he's reading his book, he doesn't want to play. I could see that happening. But other than
Classic
that,
take from someone that doesn't like to read.
if the morale and the vibes are there on the Eagles sideline, I see this team as a team that is very going to be very hard to beat and will require like a massive clutch performance to pull it off. Which, not saying won't happen, but I don't know. The point is, I see this as a right now, the Eagles is a green flag team for me.
Was that take the lie?
That take was not the lie.
No, that was just, I mean, like, again, I'm a bit of the Eagles guy, so like I kind of agree. But look, let me ask you this, or like let me put this take out there. Agree or disagree, the Eagles are the best suited to beat the Chiefs if the Chiefs were to make the Super Bowl again.
Agree. I mean, I think the Eagles are like on paper still the best team in the league, like talent wise, overwhelmingly. So I like there's no reason for them to not be favored for the Super Bowl right now. And I do think they're going to finish with the best record in the league, other than like maybe Buffalo, who like has a soft schedule. But I don't know. I think someone's going to beat them this year. I don't know how grounded in fact that is, but it's what I think.
No, yeah, I don't think they're going like 17-0, you know?
I mean, yeah, makes sense.
I mean, they're playing the Bills, so one of them will have to lose that game.
Yeah.
Or tie, which was another storyline of the week.
Tie.
As we, go into like the final stretch here of the pod, do we want to talk about Big Red Theory?
Yeah, go Big Red. I mean, this is
Love
more
what
of a
that
bit of a
is.
personal thing, but we can talk about it. I
You
mean,
don't have
Garrett will
to.
be
Just
interested.
giving you space in case you do.
I just think that, with the Chargers playing the way they did and me being down on the Chargers as I was before the season started, I kind of want everybody to be miserable alongside me. And so, in the in, seeing that the Chargers aren't doing anything outside of maybe making the wild card, go Big Red.
Yep.
That's such a
Is not
schadenfreude
happening
take,
about
bro.
our
But being
final bar.
said, once the Super Bowl rolls around and Mahomes is in it, I'm gonna get cold feet and root for the NFC team as I did last year.
Rowie, a part of me thinks you just kind of gotta get behind the Pats. Like I feel like that's needed for
Don't
all
think Rowie's
parties.
anti-Pats though.
I'm not anti-Pats. In fact, I
No.
thought I was optimistic about the Pats at the and frankly, I still think my pick is fine. Like, I don't think the Steelers are making it. I think the Pats are.
Honestly,
No,
Rowie might be more optimistic about the Pats than I am, and I'm a
I
Pats
don't think I don't think he's like Andy Pats and like, oh, he's like preying
fan.
on their
Are you
downfall.
saying the
But
Chargers are bad, so I should like root for the Pats instead?
I think you should just like when the Pats win or like when something positive happens for the Pats, I want you to feel like a little bit of a like a surge of dopamine, you know? Like
I
I
mean,
feel like that'll be good
what
for you.
is this thing?
Yeah.
What is this thing?
Final stretch of the pod here. Wait, Max, I'm genuinely confused, like, what you're going for. Like, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like you like picked up the socks this year and it like brought you a good
Oh,
bit of joy, you know?
got it.
So I
So,
feel
you're
like
saying that, like, on the weeks the Chargers lose but the Pats win, I should, like, feel like, a little consolation prize.
I think so. I genuinely think so. Like I don't think they should be your main team. Like obviously they're not gonna be your main team. I think like the Pats are like good enough and likable enough that like I want you to feel like a little bit of joy, you
Max, it
know,
was
when they
versus
do
the
well.
Panthers, though. Like, it was 42-6, but it was versus the Panthers. Like, don't start with like the Pats are good
What
enough.
did you
Like,
do? Dude. I'm they're gonna be like 9-8, bro. Like I'm not starting with like
I do agree with you, but like, I don't think it's nearly as like a guarantee as like you're making it out to be. And this is
dude,
a, like,
I'm not saying jack shit is a guarantee, bro.
the
Brad, stop
Steelers
killing
game.
my dopamine rush. I was getting a little excited that the Bats were gonna go 9-8. But
You're
like
killing my dopamine.
Rose should go like look at like Drake May highlights and be like, huh, he's pretty
Whenever I'm feeling sad, just look at Drake May Islands. That's good. You know what? I'll do that after the pod.
I mean, like, look, all I'm saying is that like the Steelers game was really disappointing to me. You know what I mean? Like, don't expect first game
Brad,
of the
maybe you
season.
should pick up the Chargers as your second team.
Yeah, if the Chargers win, it gives me a little dopamine rush. Like, yeah, we can watch Herbert highlights. So Roey's gonna be watching Drake May. I'll be watching Justin Herbert highlights.
Yeah,
And
for
Max,
sure.
you're gonna be watching Jackson Dart highlights.
Already have been, bro. Already have been.
Bro,
Damn.
I feel
Oh.
like we should just all pick up like secondary teams and then we'll never feel sad every week. Like, be like, oh, my first team didn't win, but my eighth team did. Let's go. Like, a little dopamine rush. My eighth
I'm an
favorite
Eagles
team.
guy, so I've been happy every week.
Facts.
So far, at least.
Except when we do that, every game's gonna end in ties, so no one's gonna be happy.
The entire league, let's just end in a tie. Wait, what would happen if every single game in the year ended in a tie?
Probably just like points four. probably the tiebreaker.
We should do that one week
What if
to like
every game
protest.
was 0-0 for the entire, NFL season?
That's literally what soccer is. That's literally soccer. Like, literally.
My God, that's too good. That's actually too good.
Sure, hope someone's listening. Damn.
Hopefully, like soccer.
Should we
Jared?
give some? Should we give some overreactions and get out of here?
Yeah, Roy, you start your segment.
Oh God, my mind's empty right now. All right, premature overreaction. My premature overreaction is that the Niners are. It's not even an overreaction though, honestly, given the way they played. All right, can I take a pass? Do one of y'all have one so I can like think a little bit?
Premature overreaction. Joe Burrow is on a different team in 2 years.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Maybe three. But, like my prediction, Joe Burrow, even though it is partly on him, whether it's in who he like lobbied for that the Bengals sign. And also, like other aspects that I can go into. I think he's gonna try and like blame the Bengals and be like, no. Like it's just the Bengals and like go somewhere else.
Damn. I have a feeling it'll be like a Giannis situation where like both parties are gonna be kind of disgruntled, but like they're gonna keep it going because neither of them I think Giannis and I know you guys aren't like basketball guys, but he's been like pissed about his situation for the last 5 years, but just like didn't go anywhere because or hasn't yet because he like wants to be a Milwaukee lifer. I feel like Joe Burrow wants to be a Cincinnati lifer.
I don't even know if Joe Burrow cares about being a Cincinnati lifer. I just think that the ownership there is like fully prepared to tank and like go down with the ship. Given how they handle other contract situations, I could see them being like, look, like we don't care what product we're putting out on the field. Like we're not trading you, Joe Burrow. Like frankly, like we're a cheap organization. You're the only one who's gonna sell jerseys. And like I don't care if you're sitting on our bench all season, like you're a Cincinnati Bengal. At
The
least,
contract will end at some point, right?
until the contract ends. And then once the contract ends, I think he can like go, you know?
Where I thought you were going with that is that they're tanking this season so that, next year they're
Perhaps.
like what? Like, I mean, they shouldn't have won their, third game, but 3-14, top
Yeah,
five
perhaps.
pick. That'd be a
Damn.
terrible, like they would lose every, so that'd be terrible for the Bengals. Huh.
Damn, that's mad premature. We're gonna have to check back in our pod 104 weeks from now and see if that pays off.
Hey, you guys asked for a premature overreaction, and that's what I delivered. So.
Damn. All right, my premature overreaction. The Panthers are winning the Super Bowl within the next 80 years.
80?
Yeah.
Shit. On the one hand, it's 80 years. It's the Panthers.
All right, real premature overreaction. I think the Packers have already lost their division.
Oh, I think the Packers are trash. I don't know. I don't think I've
Yeah.
shared this take with you, Max.
I think they were
Every.
basically
Oh, go ahead.
no, I think just straight up they hyped themselves up too much, like shot themselves in the foot, and like I don't think the Micah Parsons trash has the Micah Parsons trade has done like nearly enough to patch their trash defense. And I think they're just like a very cocky team. And I mean, they'll probably make the playoffs, but they're not going to be as good as everyone thought they were going to be after week one.
Facts. Every team has put up 40 or close to it on the Cowboys defense. So like I'm not gonna sit here and laud the offense, especially since it was like 13 points at like half or something. As for like the defense, you signed Micah Parsons. You're supposed to have the better defense, and that game literally ended in a tie. Like you can't tell me that the defense was like marketably better, you know? And you spoke about earlier, Max, that like Aiden Hutchinson has like popped off, right, so far. What has Micah Parsons really done for the Packers this year? Like, I know he's
Bro, it's
had a few
all talk, bro.
pressures here and there, but like, meh. Like, he's not some like positional player that's
No,
like,
like Myles Garrett.
yeah, he's not some like wide receiver who we can point to has gotten like, like three touchdowns. Like, his job is to sack the quarterback, right? And he's done that, what, maybe once? Like, I just feel like he's been a non-factor. And like, I don't know. The last thing I'll say is like, they were getting real cocky. Like, they were getting real cocky after that second win. And like, oh, we're gonna go 17-0. That's literally what they said. You lost to the Browns, fine. You know what I mean? Like, you let your cockiness get the best of you, blah, 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 blah. You sh if you're a contender, like a real contender, you lose to the Browns, you're coming out the next week on a bad defense. Feasting, like we're getting this win if it's the last thing we do, and you tie, yawn. That's how I feel.
All right, my premature overreaction is looking ahead to week five and my beloved Chargers, I mean Chiefs, but my Chargers
Mean
will be
Pats?
take will be I mean Pats. So many favorite teams, so many dopamine sources. My Chargers are gonna be taking on the Manders. Here is my premature overreaction. If the Commanders lose to the Chargers, and specifically if they lose because, Jaden Daniels kind of was like meh in his like game back, didn't look good first game, like comes back, they lose to a Chargers team that's riddled with injuries, and like Jaden Daniels comes out like kind of flat. If I'm building a team right now for like the
Give you
future,
Jackson Dart.
gimme Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels. Premature reaction.
Damn. I mean, part of me has to disagree with just because I think Caleb Williams is trash. That being said, I predicted to y'all that Jaden Daniels was going to have a bad like second year.
Facts.
And like I think that like in the same way, I think Micah Parsons has been like uninspiring. I feel like Jaden Daniels has been like uninspiring this year. So I'm
Yeah.
gonna go with the fact I'm gonna answer that with, this is a premature overreaction, but just because of how trash Caleb Williams is.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I just don't think he's looked that good. I think last year, quite frankly, I took the lead by storm. I don't think he's like gonna come back to earth quite as much as like CJ Stroud has, for example. But I just don't think there's like the supporting cast around him to like make him take that next step, you know? So I think like based on the first 4 weeks of the season, it's like a perfectly valid take.
CJ Stroud has imploded. That CJ Stroud has absolutely self-destructed.
Bro,
My
they destroyed the juggernaut that is the Titans this week, according to
he
you guys.
will his demise will be studied, mark my words.
All right, guys, I feel like we did a very solid solid pod episode. I'm excited for the fans to hear it.
Let's go.
Facts. All right, let me get this music queued
Do
up.
that music, Brad. I got a couple off-air takes that I want to stick around for.
Right, we will stick around, but for now, let me play us out.
Bye, everyone.